trend continues for Southeast of Saline's basketball teams as they battle the Bearcats tonight in Ellsworth. From Ellsworth, I'm Devin Haney on Salina Post, and it was a split tonight for Southeast of Saline. That's been the trend for the boys and girls teams. When one wins, the other one loses. They can't seem to get a clean sweep. Here tonight in Ellsworth, it was the same story. 47-34 on the girls' side. Southeast of Saline came out, played well in the girls' game. They led 12-10 at the end of the first quarter. It was a first half that was riddled with turnovers. 32 turnovers combined between the two teams. Southeast, though, held a 7-point lead at the intermission, 24-17. They would come out, Southeast would, and score the first bucket of the third quarter, make it 26-17. They had a 9-point lead. From there on out, it was all Ellsworth Bearcats. Ellsworth would go on a 25-0 run as they would coast on to victory. They would lead by 9 at the end of the third quarter. They would lead by 13 at the final buzzer for a 47-34 final victory. Leading scorer tonight for Southeast of Saline, Delaney White had 11 points, 3 steals, 3 assists. Heather Cleveland returned for Southeast of Saline, though in a limited role. She averaged about 2 minutes a quarter. She's trying to work her way back in limited action with a stress fracture. So Southeast of Saline now 10-8 on the girls' side overall. They will be 5-5 in league play. Ellsworth at 10-8 overall as well. They are 7-4 in NCAA play. They were led by Bryn Cravens, who had 12 points. On the guys' side, Southeast of Saline came out and they played well all the way through. 16-7 was the score at the end of the first quarter, 28-17 at halftime, 45-27 as Southeast led by 20 a couple of times. Ellsworth, though, would come back. They would narrow Southeast of Saline's lead down to 8 behind sharp shooting from Dakota Anderson. Anderson was just unbelievable in the fourth quarter. He ended up scoring 20 points in the fourth quarter. He finishes with 26. Southeast of Saline from the free throw line holds off Ellsworth. They were 16 of 20 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. They finished the game 23 out of 27, and Southeast of Saline wins 71-60. Spread out scoring for Southeast tonight on the guys' side. Easton Montgomery with 20, 14 for Ben Stetterheim, 11 for Sam Cope, 10 for Kendall Peterson, and 9 for Caden Bescher. Southeast wins it 71-60. They get their 10th win of the season. They are now 10-8, 5-5 in league play. Ellsworth drops to 3-15, 1-10 in league play. Back on the road for the third game of our three-game road swing at Russell on Friday. Southeast of Saline tangling with the Broncos. You can hear it here on Salina Post, also on 99KG. Devin Haney here in Ellsworth. Southeast of Saline splits tonight. Girls lose, boys win.